Hello and welcome to this week's workshop. So moving forward, I will be introducing concepts of masculine and feminine energies, because the masculine feminine energy resides within all of us. It resides within the universe, the world around us. And when we can master them within ourselves and see how much they affect us and how they can complement each other so beautifully, so gracefully, so divinely, we can truly use them to elevate our state of consciousness, make life so much more beautiful, so much more efficient, so much more impactful, and really take us to our desires, or shall I say, allow our desires to come to us. So in the universe, we have the two polarities. We have the masculine and feminine polarity. And we see this example everywhere. So the masculine creates the structure, the frame, and the feminine is the creativity, the beauty. And when we merge these two together in the right areas of our lives, some areas of our lives will require more of a masculine energy, and in some areas of our life will require more of a feminine energy. So when we find the right balance for us, because we're each individual, and we have to tune in and see what works the best for us in each area of life, because each area of life will require a different amount of each and different parts of each, then we'll start to be masterful in the way that we express and embody ourselves in different situations. So I'm going to relate this back to reality creation and aligned action and shifting your state within and enjoying the process of it all. So the aligned action, the forward moving energy, the impact, the I am going to do this regardless of my fear, I'm going to do this and move through this with courage, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. That is that masculine force, that powerful force. And then the feminine energy is the intuition in realizing what I really want to take that aligned action in. Where do I want to put my energy towards having that knowing and having that discernment? Because the feminine energy is guided and then the masculine energy takes action. Now, how the world is operating is people are just doing so much action, but they're not tuning into actually where do I need to put my action towards. Because when we tune in and put our action towards what is truly aligned for us, it takes us to the path that will align us to our highest timeline. So I'll use myself for an example. I used to do all these things that I didn't typically enjoy doing, and I would take action, 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 and I would get burnt out. And now that I have tuned in and I always ask myself and I always listen to the guidance that's given to me in where I should take action, that is connecting to the feminine intuition. And then what is required of me is that masculine force, that masculine energy to then go out and actually do it, regardless of what my fear is telling me. And if the fear is so strong then again, I use my feminine to soothe the fear, to talk to it, to calm it down, and to let it go. I was told by several people that to expand my business, I need to reach out to more people and message them. But I found that that is not what I enjoy doing. Using that feminine knowing that that is not what I enjoy doing, and asking myself, okay, what do I actually enjoy doing? And I love having conversations with people. And someone reached out to me to go on their podcast. And although I'm overcoming the fear of public speaking, when I overcome that fear, I actually would love doing podcasts. And it's a great way to get myself out there, get my voice out there, get my message out there. And the part that I have resistance with is the fear. So it's about using that masculine energy to move through the fear regardless. And then it's about using that feminine energy to know, actually, this is what I love doing. I love speaking to people. I love that face-to-face, that voice-to-voice interaction versus messaging. And that is what I love to do. So it's doing more of what you love to do and using the feminine to know what that is, and then using that masculine energy to double down on it. And of course, with any job, especially when you're starting out or any path that you take, you have to do a lot of it yourself. So there will be times when you'll have to do things you don't want to do. But if you're given a choice of doing two things, one that is something that you would really, really enjoy, which for me was a podcast and speaking on podcasts, and two, which is direct messaging people, I much prefer doing the podcast, and they both get me to the same result, which is reaching more people. So doing the path that brings you more joy and excitement and beauty, even if you have to move through the fear with the one that you would like more, choosing to do that path, even though this one may be easier. Because in the long run, what will happen is you'll get better and better and better till it becomes ease and grace. And it's such a joyful, blissful experience. And over the one that's like, oh, it's easy to do in terms of there's no fear around it, it's not out of my comfort zone, but I just don't feel excited by it, I feel drained by it, I feel exhausted by it. And if it can get you to the same outcome, choose always the one that lights you up inside, even if it's more scary. And using that feminine energy of that intuition to know what path to take, and then the masculine to push through the fear, and the feminine to soothe the fear if necessary. In this process of reality creation, we are training ourselves to...
It makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives. And so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.